Its current state here on WKAR, MSU's Wharton Center announced part of their schedule for the 2014-15 season a few weeks ago. Now the rest of the schedule is out. And current state Scott Pohl is back with more on the show's Coming to Wharton. Hi, Scott.
Hi. You know, you remember a couple of weeks ago we talked about part of the schedule?
Exactly.
Talked with a few people at Wharton. You're going to hear a few people again in this segment about what's coming up as they release the rest of their schedule. They told me a couple weeks ago that Once and Annie are going to be on the Broadway schedule next year.
Okay.
Well, the same folks are back this time around. Marketing Director Diane Wilcox tells me that the rest of the Broadway shows include the return of Phantom of the Opera to East Lansing.
Obviously, we were saving one of the best events, biggest events of the season for last in terms of announcing. But this is a brand new tour, national tour of Phantom, with participation from all the original creative people, but some of restaging, taking into account all of the new technology for some of those special effects. A truly magnificent piece, a brand new Phantom for a brand new generation.
In the schedule?
And the schedule will be running for 2 weeks, Phantom of the Opera, and that will be April 1st through 12th of 2015.
The other show we're going to talk about is Pippin. When will Pippin be here, and tell me about the revival of Pippin?
Well, Pippin is one of my favorite shows in the season, and that will be at the end of January, January 27 to February 1st of 2015. And this show, actually, the director won the Tony Award for Best Direction of a Musical for this musical. It won the Tony Award for Best Revival. And, of course, it's written by Stephen Schwartz, who is the creator and writer for Wicked. So it's a magnificent piece, and what's really different about this Pippin is that it's staged in a very circus-like setting. And it's absolutely magnificent. Acrobats, very cirque-like. The performers themselves are performing a lot of the tricks. For example, the grandmother character, her show-stopping number, she performs almost upside, actually most of it upside down as a trapeze artist. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece to begin with, but this magnificent and very imaginative staging featuring cirque-like acrobatics and performances makes it absolutely unique.
Mike Brand of the Wharton Center, adding Phantom and Pippin to the Broadway shows that we talked about a couple of weeks ago, Once, Annie, and Kinky Boots, also on your Broadway schedule. You must be pretty pleased with these five shows as really the centerpiece of your schedule for 2014-15.
Yes, Scott, we're very happy with the lineup. We've waited a little while for some of these national tours to get back over on the east side of the Mississippi, but they all squeezed into our season. Actually, this whole MSU Federal Credit Union Broadway series does reflect our programming philosophy here, where we're bringing in a lot of new work and bringing in well-established work at, you know, at a good space and distance apart. And as Diane Wilcox said, Phantom has been, you know, reconceived with new and more modern technology. Still the great old Phantom, the chandelier comes down, all the wonderful things happen. It's just brighter and more exciting to look at.
Diane, there are a couple of special events on the schedule, too, that I want to make sure we talk about. One is the Blue Man Group, and the other is intriguing, I Love Lucy Live on Stage.
Right. I Love Lucy Live on Stage is so much fun because the audience, our audience, participates as the studio audience for the shooting of two I Love Lucy episodes. So you're spoken to by the stage manager for the TV show. They film the TV show. You see the breaks in between. So the performers portray say Lucy Ricardo in the segment where they're filming the piece, but then also she plays Lucille Ball to the audience as well. It's really a very, very fun time, and it's really like being in 1952. They do a great job. They have the commercials. It's a terrific fun time, and it's a very, very short run for that. That's only five performances, and that's also in February of 2015.
And Blue Man Group?
And Blue Man Group. We had to bring Blue Man Group back. They were here 2 years ago because we had such an amazing response. Our audience really, really loves them. And the way that they really have a lot of fun with what they do, no words, no spoken words, but lots of ways in which to communicate both with each other and with the audience. It really speaks to a lot of the human condition and the challenges that we have communicating with each other, but in a really, really fun way that's wonderful for literally all ages.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, it's going to be great fun, great spectacle, a lot of audience participation, of course.
Hi, I'm Bert Goldstein, director of the MSU Federal Credit Union Institute for Arts and Creativity.
Bert, when we spoke a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the program that will feature Julian Sands, a celebration of Harold Pinter. We're now at a point where we're announcing more of the theater programs at Wharton Center. What are some of the highlights?
Well, we're going to continue this year exploring some modern writers. In the past, we've produced some Shakespeare, but I think we're going to take a look at some of the modern writers. And this year, we have a great opportunity to bring in a play by David Mamet. And it's his very whimsical, funny, sort of bittersweet tribute to the theater called A Life in the Theater. And it's about two actors, an older actor and a younger actor. And they sort of have this dialogue experience about being in the theater. So it's Mamet's sort of gentle parody of the American theater. As I said, it's very funny, at times very moving. And what the agent who books the show pointed out to me, Mamet plays rarely, if ever, tour. So it's a very good opportunity for audiences here to see this. It comes to us from the Walnut Street Theater, which is one of the most respected regional theaters in the country. It's one of the oldest regional theaters in the country. They produce first-class theater. And we'll have this play in, and I think, as I said, it's a great opportunity for people to see A Life in the Theater.
There will also be programming for children, correct?
Correct. We're going to have our season full of Act One family shows this year. We have a great variety of shows. I'm really proud of the variety. We kick off the season with one of the funniest men I have ever seen. His name is Robert Post, and we're doing Post Comedy Theater. Robert was here a couple years ago, and we got tons of emails and letters, people saying, my kids roared with laughter. I've never seen my kids laugh so hard. He does physical theater. He does sight gags. He does juggling. He does character comedy. Robert has performed all over the world, Moscow, Broadway, and he will bring his very unique brand of comedy to the family series. It's very appropriate for younger children all the way through teenagers. It's side-splitting humor, and he's just brilliant. He's a wonderful comedian. We're bringing back a piece, not bringing back a piece, we're doing a sequel to a wonderful, wonderful piece that comes to us from London, England, called The Gruffalo's Child. It's a very gentle musical for very young children, and it's the theater company is really, really wonderful. Audiences love this piece. So this is the sequel to The Gruffalo's, called The Gruffalo's Child, and it should be quite a lot of fun. It's just a great story. We're bringing back a piece we had a couple years ago that was a huge, huge hit, and that was the Enchantment Theater Company's production of Harold and the Purple Crayon, which just interweaves magic, mime, dance, music, acting, narration into this wonderful, wonderful journey of Harold and his Purple Crayon. It's visually stunning. And I think, young audiences were really, and their parents are really going to enjoy it because everybody reads it. We're bringing it back because since then there's been a lot of little ones born and brought into the world, and they're going to want to see this piece. So those are the highlights. We have TheaterWorks USA coming in with their musicalized books again. I know that's always been very popular with audiences. And we have a jazz piece where the jazz musicians become the storytellers. And it's called Jumpin' Jazz Kids, A Swinging Jungle Tale. And it's really fun to watch this group become musicians and then storytellers and then actors, and they throw on masks. And it's a great way to infuse the art of jazz into a performance for young audiences.
I'm Ryan Clute, Marketing Manager with Wharton Center.
Lots of exciting music on the schedule at the Wharton Center. Let's start with the Moscow Symphony Orchestra and sort of classical music. Two cellos will also be on your schedule.
Right. Well, first we start with Moscow State Symphony Orchestra. It's a Russian orchestra playing a mostly Russian program, and that's such a great combination of the two, Russian orchestra and Russian music. We start with Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto, and that is with featured violinist Nadia Salerno-Sonnenberg. The former, quote-unquote bad girl of the violin, but she'll bring her trademark passion to this performance, no doubt. And what's also featured on that performance is Shostakovich's Symphony No. 5, as well as Dvorak's Carnival Overture. And that is conducted by Pavel Kogan. He is one of the, not only one of the top Russian conductors, but also one of the top conductors of our time. So we're very excited for that.
And two cellos, people may not know, they've toured with Elton John.
They have, and they have created quite a sensation. They're two classically trained young Croatian musicians, and they have really busted some genres as far as melding classical music with everything from U2 to Guns N' Roses to AC/DC. So, and they're equally skilled at performing all of that. It's a really, it's a lot of fun. They're a huge YouTube sensation, and it's definitely a unique performance to experience.
Another program from Moscow that's coming to Wharton Center, the Moscow City Ballet, will be here with Swan Lake.
Yes, and Moscow City Ballet is a really remarkable ballet ensemble. We're delighted they're coming, and they're bringing Swan Lake, which is obviously one of the classics in the ballet repertoire and beloved by all ages.
Public radio listeners will be glad to hear that not only is David Sedaris coming back to East Lansing, but Ira Glass will be here in a separate program, kind of a unique thing. It's called Three Acts, Two Dancers, One Radio Host. Let's start with the David Sedaris visit, though.
NPR humorist David Sedaris, best-selling author of Me Talk Pretty One Day and Naked, is returning. He's bringing his classic evening of wit, wisdom, and humor, and he really is one of the, you know, the preeminent humor writers of our generation.
And Ira Glass with a couple of dancers?
Yes, it's two unlikely things, but it's a quirky multimedia show, and the dancers he's bringing, Monica Barnes and Anna Bass. It's a celebration of individuality, humor, and basically the innate theatricality of life in and of itself. It's a really funny, lively, talky evening, and they performed at Carnegie Hall, and it was amazing. People loved it, so it's coming here.
A busy season coming up at the Wharton Center. For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.